and you make a bread stuffing like you make for a turkey or rice stuffing. Some people call it dirty rice. You make that stuffing and you stuff it in there. Well, I have some little nails like. You stick the nails through and you take a cord and you wind the cord. And that's how you close it up and you roast that. And that is delicious. And you cook that. We usually, when we cook a beef roast or a veal roast, we put a piece of pork in with it. And it's good.
Have you ever seen people will take the insides, you know, that you're talking about, chitlins, and clean them out and stuff meat down in there, you know, and make pork
stuff,
sauce?
I don't know if they use that, though. I don't think they used the whole guts. I don't believe.
Yeah.
Maybe they did, because you can turn them over, you know. You don't have to cut them. I cut mine because I want to be sure they're clean.
You would grind these up, you know?
Yeah, you can do that.
Take the trimmings of the hog and you grind them up, season them maybe, and you stuff in a case and wrap in a loaf.
Yeah, you could do that. You call that like blood sausage, a heart, pork sausage.
Yeah.
Well, the pork sausage is really, you can make smoked sausage with it, because you make a fire, you make a smoke, and make your smoked sausage with it. And it has a name for that, but I forgot what you call it. It's got a name.
Boudin, you ever heard of that?
Yeah. Brilliant. And you can make, I've never seen anybody stuff the chitlins, but you could do it. Because if you turn them over and take out all the dirt, you know, that's the filth from the hog.
Yeah.
Everything they eat is in there. And you clean all that off good, because sometimes, like, a little piece of the food is still in it. It gets into the fat, and you have to cut that fat off. You can turn that over. You take a spoon of a hammer and turn that over, and then clean it good, and you put it back over, and you can stuff it with anything, bread stuffing, anything. I've never seen anybody do it, but I know you can do it.
Yeah.
I imagine that would be good. Maybe one day I might try.
Okay. How do you call your cows? Do you ever see anybody call cows? How would they call cows in this pasture?
Well, I don't know. We call ours by their name. We named our cows. Each one of them has a name. And you call them and they come. But as a rule, when we go to the farm, the cow knows our call from anybody else's. The car's passing, you never see them stop eating. And when our car drive up, all of them start to move. And boy, if my daughter said, toot, toot, you know, to blow a horn, you could see those cows way over in the pasture, running just as fast as they could coming. And I think it's the way you train them.
Yeah. Do you have something you might say to them when you're milking them to get them to stand still?
We just say, what you tell him? No baby.
Yeah.
And she'll just say, stay there. Don't move. And she said, and then if she wants to move her leg back, because you see, they have to stand in a certain position, one leg back, another leg forward, so you can get to the, whatever you call them.
Yeah,
udder. To milk them. And sometimes you'll have to hit on the leg a little bit and she'll move back. Or sometimes you have to take your hand, just sort of hunch her, just a little bit, not to hurt her, just hunch her a little bit, she'll let go of the milk. Otherwise she'll hold that milk back for the calf. Then sometimes you have to let the calf nurse bring the milk down.
What about calling a calf?
When we call one, they all come.
Okay. Or what do you say? When you told me you used to plow when you were a little girl, what would they say to the mules to get them to turn one way or the other?
They say, giddy up, giddy up, giddy up. And they go. And when you want them to stop, you say, hope,